with the weather warfare going on, you know, George, this is something that people have got to understand. When you can cause panic, you can control people by introducing fear into their whole psychological makeup and making people seem as if they're helpless against, obviously, the huge floods, the huge snowstorms, the overwhelming areas of the world that are having either drought or floods or all sorts of anomalies, earthquakes, obviously the birds dying, the fish dying, life in the sea, life in the air dying. What most people can't understand is that they don't understand there's an unseen hand behind the curtain, so to speak. We're not in Kansas anymore, but there is something truly directing all this. I want to quote, may I quote Brzezinski, Zbigniew Brzezinski, because he's still on the scene, and this is a very famous quote. Technology will make available to the leaders of major nations techniques for conducting secret warfare, which only a bare minimum of the security forces need be appraised. Techniques of weather modification could be employed to produce prolonged periods of droughts or storm. If people will do their homework, and most people, quite candidly, we all have things to do, and we all have the daily chores of life, the daily issues we deal with, and that's where researchers and authors and some of us come in to fill in the blanks. But I think what needs to be understood is that there are so many patents for weather modification, weather warfare, weather control, and so many conflicting world powers now manipulating each other and manipulating their own local weather. And then there's a more nefarious group that actually has tectonic weapons, T-E-C-T-O-N-I-C, which simply mean they can generate earthquakes and volcanoes.
Amazing. Well, you know, this story, I wanted to get your reaction to the ionization in Abu Dhabi, where they have admitted now that they've created 50 incredible storms out in there in the desert. They've got the technology, Stephen.
Well, the technology, I got to tell you a funny story. I met with a Russian a number of years ago, and an interesting man, by the way, just an incredibly bright man. This would have been probably in 1999 to 2000, and he was a very, a very adept individual at getting anything you wanted. And he explained to me how some of the portable weather weather modification machines were on the black market. And I said, so what would it cost to control the weather over a 20-mile square or a 20-mile radius? And he said, we do it for $20,000 to $50,000. And so I'm sharing with you that if smaller units are available, then the bigger units, and it's not just HAARP. You know, what people don't understand, there are 72 ionospheric heaters in the world. Now, HAARP is a different technology than Scalar, and Tom Bearden and others I know that you've interviewed, George, have talked about a Scalar weapon. Basically, to make it as simple as I know how to make it, a standing wave, you know how you and I are broadcasting, so that wave is propagating. But a standing wave is like a wall that you can force the water in the upper atmosphere. And again, if more people understood basic science or even really fun science, they'd realize that, wow, if there's a river in the atmosphere and you can force that river down or keep it from normal rainfall in certain areas, you can pretty well decide who lives, who dies, and what crops grow. Or you can make it impossible for an army to move on the ground against this enemy.
You know, as we've talked over the years, Stephen, we have constantly mentioned this ongoing battle between good and evil. And I have never seen a time where I think that battle is well underway.
Well, it's interesting you'd use that, because we're going to talk about giants a little later in the show, but battle is the order of the day. We're going to talk about, right now, George, we're about going to see very soon the triangular-shaped spaceships that people are seeing all over the world. You can go on YouTube and type in TR-3s and Bs, and they used to be scoffed at. But now you can't have hundreds of thousands or millions of people describing these triangular shapes that basically are silent, they can hover, and then they go into a ball as they basically jump dimensions. And it's so hard for people to think of standard aviation, even current military aviation and rockets, to make that mental jump. But now with so many people seeing and recording things on their video cameras, we are absolutely experiencing battle and positioning in all fronts. Let's take battle in outer space, first of all. You've probably seen the SOHO satellites of the sun and the other, if you will, observatories that are keeping track of what's going on and things coming into range of the sun. And then even there have been some images taken of Planet X. We'll deal with that in a little while. But the point is the battle is going on. Even in the U.S. military, it's not just between us and the aliens. Now, when I talk about aliens, again, I'm talking about extraterrestrials, or more accurately, extra-dimensionals. But even within our military, the secret black ops world is at war. And some of the high-profile assassinations, it all has to do with the word battle. Even with the current assassinations going on, and we can talk about another dead scientist or Mr. Wheeler, these are not normal people. These are not just insignificant Joes. So when you talk about battle, we see the battle raging in space. We see the battle raging on Earth. Remember when the Chinese sub was, quote, spotted off of Catalina?
Yes.
And there was all the jabber. I mean, I even had Learjet pilots call and tell me that, you know, with 10,000 hours, it was just a plane. I know an angle of attack of Learjets, and I can tell you this. That was a rocket. People called me who were off of Catalina and said, we saw the missile come out of the water. So the point is happening is right now that's happening is messages are being sent, warfare is underway, and we, the American people and the people of the world, really don't get a true picture of what's going on unless it shows like yours, and obviously yours is the main mouthpiece to the world, of what's going on behind the scenes. So when you bring on Nick Begich or Mitch or myself or any of the other, Richard Hoagland, any of the people that are out there, what we're trying to do is paint a picture for people as accurately as possible of the battle. Now, talking about the giants, 2.5 weeks ago, first of all, people say, how can these giants exist if the gravity on Earth is what it is now? Well, they lose the understanding that giants are not just people suffering from acromegaly, okay, or some glandular disease.
Right.
It seems like every time I come on your show, the History Channel always puts out something to try and say, well, there weren't giants. And then they'll put a show on calling Gigantopithecus. And remember we were taught that Neanderthals were basically our ancestors?
Well, now we know that we lived in tandem with them, right?
You got it. And so the thing that people lose track of, we're talking about a supernatural hybrid. Angels, okay, in all of ancient history are always pictured as bigger than the humans. I mean, larger in stature. So while people try
And when you say giant, Stephen, what are we talking about?
We're talking 12 to 18 feet.
Okay. It's a pretty big basketball player, isn't it?
Yeah, and also, George, you know, we're talking about most people think just tall. They don't realize the bone structure and the strength. I talked to a gentleman, I believe he's dead now, named Marius in Solomon, the Solomon Islands. You and I did a show on the Solomon Island Giants a number of years ago.
Uh-huh, I remember.
He contacted me. He was married to a Guadalcanalese. His father and father-in-law would have been a chieftain, and they talked about the time period when even the Japanese and the U.S. were fighting on Guadalcanal. We talked about the statue to the fallen soldiers there. But what's interesting is that we're now seeing and hearing, just in 2 weeks ago, if you wanted to say what's new in the giant world, 2 weeks ago there was a battle, again, underground in Dulce. A collection of giants, that's the best way to say it, a group of giants is called a hive, H-I-V-E. And it's interesting that there are certain barriers that humans cannot go beyond before being, if you will, almost psychotronically not only manipulated, but also destroyed. You know, the actual emanations coming from these entities is so great. So Dulce's been notorious. You know the famous battle under Dulce with the aliens, etc. So the different labs around the world in which the giants are kept, some in, again, suspended animation, some in giant titanium cages. And I've been told that some of the bars on these cages are 2 feet in diameter.